the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil fa. Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing the different constituents of supplication. The first constituent was the kind of spiritual attraction present between the Lord, the Creator, and the servant. The second is the supplicant himself. And the third one is the Almighty Allah, which is the invoked one, Al-Mad'uv. Now, we said that there are different conditions to be met if the supplicant is to be counted from among the genuine supplicants. We said that he must be sincere, he must believe in God's power and closeness, and he must observe some etiquettes. He must observe those good manners in supplication. And we were having a look at some of the manners of supplication in the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt and in their lifestyles. Now, let us have a look at the manners of supplication in Imam Sadiq alayhi salam's statements. Now, what we are saying here are taken from an article present at www.al-islam.org named at Dua or Supplication. Now, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, concerning the manners of supplication, احفظ آداب الدعاء وَنَظُرْ مَنْ تَدْعُوا وَكَيْفَ تَدْعُوا وَلِمَذَا تَدْعُوا. Keep to the morals of supplication and see when you invoke, how you invoke, and why you invoke. وَحَقِّقْ عَظَمَةَ اللَّهِ وَكِبْرِيَاءَهِ. Preserve the greatness and highness of the Almighty Allah. وَعَايِنْ بِقَلْبِكَ عِلْمَهُ بِمَا فِي ضَمِيرِكَ. And see with your heart that he knows what there is in your conscience, and he knows your secrets, whether good or bad. وَاطِّلَاؤُهُ عَلَى سِرِّكَ وَمَا يَكُونُ فِيهِ مِنَ الْحَقِّ وَالْبَاطِلِ. And then Imam alayhi salam continues, know the ways of your deliverance and perdition, lest you ask Allah for something which leads to your perdition, whereas you think that it leads to your deliverance. Imam alayhi salam says, وَعَرِفْ طُرُقَ نَجَاتِكَ وَهَلَاكِكَ كَيْ لَا تَدْعُوَ اللَّهَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْهُ هَلَاكُكَ وَأَنْتَ تَظُنُّ فِيهِ نَجَاتُكَ. This means that Almighty Allah knows the best of all. So that's why we have been recommended in other traditions to ask the Almighty Allah to give us and grant us what He sees best for us. So Imam alayhi salam says, you should think about what you are asking the Almighty Allah. So Allah has said, and man prays for evil as he ought to pray for good. وَيَدْعُ الْإِنسَانُ بِالشَّرِّ دُعَاهُ بِالْخَيْرِ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. And man is ever hasty. Thank you.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedast. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So as we were saying, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, concerning the manners of supplication, continues, think too much about what you ask for, how much you ask for, and why you ask. Supplication is you submitting to the truth, being devoted to see the Lord, leaving your choice and entrusting all the affairs, whether apparent or hidden, with the Almighty Allah. If you do not regard the conditions of supplication, then do not wait for the response. فَإِن لَمْ تَأْتِ بِشَرْطِ الدُّعَاءِ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الْإِجَابَةِ. Allah knows the secret and what is yet more hidden, so that you may ask Him for something, but He knows that there is something else in your heart. فَلَعَلَّكَ تَدْعُوهُ بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ عَلِمَ مِنْ سِرِّكَ خِلَافَ ذَلِكَ. Because Almighty Allah knows what is hidden inside you. So sometimes you pray to the Almighty Allah and you stop practicing yourself. This means you do not really want what you are requesting. This means your supplication is not a true kind of supplication, and it is kind of mere spiritless words, just put it all together, presented to the Almighty Allah. Imam alayhi salam says, when you want to invoke God, you want Him to respond to you. You have to regard the conditions of supplication, and you have to keep in mind to whom you talk, whom you invoke for a favor, and what you invoke for. So here are those conditions that Imam alayhi salam mentions. You should regard the grandeur of God. You should be aware that God has the infinite power. You should have in mind that God knows how to respond to one's needs. A supplicant also should be aware that God knows what there is in one's mind and knows His secrets, whether good or bad. A supplicant should distinguish between the right and the wrong, so that he may not ask for something destructive. Allah has said, وَيَدْعُ الْإِنسَانُ بِالشَّرِّ دُعَاهُ بِالْخَيْرِ. And man prays for evil as he ought to pray for good. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. A supplicant should do what he is supposed to do and should avoid what is forbidden. And at the end, the supplicant should sacrifice everything to gain Allah's favors. He should love Him sincerely. He should submit to God in managing his affairs. And he should throw away his wishes but he must be obedient to God. He must follow God's commandments. This is all Imam Sadiq alayhi salam presents regarding the manners of supplication in this tradition. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Guide me all the way to your Jannah. Yeah Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you.